The Conservative candidate has conceded defeat in El Salvador's presidential vote to the leftist party, made up mostly of former guerrillas, who have gained power for the first time since a bloody civil war ended 17 years ago. Rodrigo Avila of the Conservative Arena Party says he recognises the victory of Mauricio Funes of the FMLN. He says he wishes him luck and plans to lead a formidable opposition. Jesuit Father Dean Brackley is a theology professor at the University of Central America in El Salvador. He spoke to us about what the political change will and will not do for the country.
This will bring about certainly a change in the political climate. People are generally free today to speak out, to criticize, to organize activities that would have gotten them killed during the 70s and 80s. This is certainly very important. On the other hand, the economic situation has not improved dramatically. And as a result, the country is expelling hundreds of people a day who make their way north, mostly to the United States. My estimate is that the majority of Salvadorans will be living in the United States within 25 years. The traditional safety valve for our historic inequality had been to die before your time. In the 20th century, there was a safety valve of hope for social change, modernization. Today, no one expects our economic situation to improve anytime soon, even with a change of government. And so one of the major changes is the continual hemorrhaging of people from the country making their way north to the United States.